permission.
You know, I used to say what DJ, data was on shows. I forgot how to do that anymore.
DJ, Little Hiss Buffett, DJ Doug. Yeah. You're listening to Radio Valencia in the beautiful Mission District of San Francisco, California. Yeah. So, we just finished a, listening to a set there that I'm going to kind of call the Dad Rock set, because many of those songs, and actually a handful of those albums that we just listened to, were actually albums that I'm not going to say inherited, because that's too much of a generous term. My dad likes to insist that I swiped them from him in cold blood, but I'm just like, dude, you don't listen to them, man. Like, you don't really listen to your records. And I do.
Like Truman Capote shit. No.
Yeah, but I'm just like, what, I mean, they're in a good home, and they're being listened to and appreciated, not just in my home, but over the airwaves of Radio Valencia. So, anyway, that was our little Dad Rock set that we just completed. And so let's go over that. So we just, we started off, DJ Doug, you played the first two songs.
I think so, yeah.
So what was that?
I forgot to type them in.
Oh, you did. Okay, so why don't you tell us the first couple songs, and it's actually kind of a good story, so.
The first one was a 7-inch, a 33 7-inch. It's a live version of Maggot Brain. I don't actually know the name of the record. It's sitting right there, but I'm being lazy.
Yeah, no, it's right over here. So far away.
I know. It's a live version of Maggot Brain that I heard being blared on the street about 2 hours ago, and some guy was selling records, and I gave him money, and he pulled it off his turntable and gave it to me, and I brought it here.
Yeah, that guy, I don't know, his name's Moses, and I've seen him a couple times. Moses.
He goes by Mo, too.
No. Oh, I don't know. He introduced himself to me as Moses.
I just wonder. A friend of mine named Moses.
He hangs out on I've seen him a couple times now on 23rd and Guerrero, hanging out in front of Mr. Liquor, and has this little setup.
I've seen him before.
Spinning and selling vinyl out of his car.
He was cranking that song. It was like his speakers were like fluttering.
Yeah.
And I was walking across the street, and I knew I had to buy it.
Yeah. And yeah, he has some good records. I bought a really awesome, like, early 80s DRI bootleg from him, I don't know, several months ago when he was out there. So, yeah, he's a character, but he does sell some cool-ass records, so.
After Parliament, Maggot Brain Live, played a random track off my computer. It was Stone Roses Made of Stone from the first Stone Roses record.
Nice.
Some, 80s mellow dance music. I don't know what you call that stuff.
Sure.
Whatever. The band that Oasis ripped off.
The Beatles?
Oh, the Stone Roses and the Beatles.
Oh. Yeah.
They ripped them both off, I think, equally.
Okay. Cool.
Fuck Oasis.
Oh, don't get me started. Yeah, and I don't know. So it's like,
they're the British version of 90s voice.
Yeah, well, and like a lot of the bands from that era are experiencing a, like, Gen Z revival.
Gross. They're stuck up bastards.
And,
no one should buy anything.
Yeah, but like I said, just like a lot of the, like, the bands that were popular when I was coming of age, not that I necessarily listened to. Like I said, I was never an Oasis fan. I'd like to say that right now.
And they think the greatest band ever.
Yeah, a lot of the Gen Z kids are, like, listening to a lot of the stuff that was popular when I was coming of age. And, I mean, I guess that's just kind of how it is. Like, you know, things cycle through with generations and popularity. Like I said, I just played the Dad Rock set, so. But I'm just like, dude, I'm like, Korn, like, the Deftones, we're doing this again?
Why can't, like, Anal Cunt and Harry Pussy?
Can't we just, like, forget that happened? Like, no, really? We're, okay, like, I can't believe the amount of Deftones records that I sell at my job. It's bananas, but anyway, yeah, the kids love Oasis.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so Doug started off the set with a couple of songs, and then we went to Cocaine by Eric Clapton. That's just a little 45 that I had because yeah.
Repo Man likes speed.
Yeah, so Cocaine, Eric Clapton, and I just and it's weird that they're I'm not complaining at all, but that song still gets radio play. Like they play Cocaine on the Bone.
They do. They do for Layla though. Layla's probably the bone.
Layla. I mean, Layla's a great song. I love Layla.
With the long piano opening, right? Yeah, they play.
Yeah, and then at the end, and then it has the piano at the end, and then it has a little birdie, like cheepy cheep, at the very end.
I remember one time a friend of mine was at a warehouse party event thing. And there was a little piano there, and my buddy sat down, Eric Parkey, you know him. And Eric's just like, oh, it's the only thing I know on piano. There was the opening to Layla. And another friend of mine ran over, and she's like, stop, that's my fucking wedding song from my ex-husband. I don't ever want to hear that song again.
That's how I feel about Johnny Cash's rendition of You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah, everyone's got their songs that, you know.
Yeah, it has the song that's like, oh, I'm like, I want to cry and shoot someone at the same time. anyway, yeah, Cocaine, Eric Clapton. And then after that was Legs by ZZ Top from the album Eliminator. And, dude, I love ZZ Top.
I like them too, yeah. Good band.
You know, they're great. And honestly, that whole album is really good. Speaking of the Bone radio play, Legs definitely gets some radio play on the phone. But my truck is an 86, and it doesn't have a tape player or CD player. It has a radio, and so I listen. I listen to the radio. Yeah, they do play Cheap Sunglasses, but I listen to the radio when I'm in my truck. And the Bone plays a lot of crap, but I do listen to the Bone. and whenever Legs comes on, I'm juiced because I love that song and I love ZZ Top. But also on this album, Eliminator, is their TV dinner song, I don't know if you've heard their TV dinner song.
Not a roommate.
But it's like it's weird and ridiculous and almost has this like Zappa ridiculous vibe.
They're a silly
to
band.
It.
They don't take themselves serious at all.
Yeah. I know, and it's weird. Yeah. Like they kind of have this reputation for being like motorcycle, like beardy badasses, but they're just like they're just a bunch of nerdy weirdos, and they're awesome. But yeah, they have this song about TV dinners on Eliminator, and it's really good. And Doug and I have talked excessively about having like a food themed set on here
and a clap theme,
and you know, because we need to have like Chinese food by Biz Markie and like all these other songs. And I'm like, oh man, yeah, Cheeseburger in Paradise. and I'm just like, oh man, we can add TV dinner to that set list. So
yeah, that'd be a 2-hour set, I think.
Yeah, oh, easily. Also, we could probably make it a whole show. Food songs.
You mentioned the Bone.
Call in or in the comments section, what's your favorite food song that you would love to hear on our food set on Radio Valencia?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food song?
Yeah.
TV dinner.
Well, while you mentioned the Bone, though, I did forget to mention you that, pardon me, I have a frog in my throat. Earlier today, DJ Man is Skeptic was returning a rental car. He doesn't normally own a car.
Mm-hmm.
He told me while he's driving back to the rental, he texted me. He was listening to the Bones. He's like, what was on the Bone?
What was on the bone?
Three guesses, and I failed. We played What Was on the Bone in this car.
Oh, no, it was funny because we were playing that when we were at Keysar Pub and then in my truck. And then we were talking about Rush, and we were just like, oh, yeah, Rush has to play at Keysar Pub or in the truck. And then as soon as I dropped you and Metaskeptic off, Tom Sawyer came on.
Of course.
I texted you. I was like, of course. Of course. But anyway, after ZZ Top, we listened to Share the Land by Guess Who from the album The Best of Guess Who. And I don't know. I just... The who? The what? I just thought, this is our kind of 4th of July week. I guess.
So you just play this song, This Non-American Woman, off.
No, there's a lot of good songs on there, like the Bus Stop and No Sugar Tonight. Like
No Sugar Tonight's maybe their best song, I think.
I don't know. I know Share the Land is like super corny, but it seemed appropriate, and it's like a slightly better, more like rock and roll version of, what is it, Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land.
Oh, that's, yeah.
But, so that was my,
Woody Guthrie
my,
songs.
My America,
Woody Guthrie
Share
songs
the Land.
About communism, though.
Well, I feel like this song could be, too, because also the Guess Who are Canadian, and they're not all like, woo, America, you're so fine, you blow my mind, America. So it's just about, like, share the land, man, like, let's, like, fuck shit up with some anarcho-primitivism, like, share the land.
And I know that
that's how I choose to interpret that song, and if you want to try to tell me different, I am not going to listen.
And I know that the lead guy from the Guess Who used to be a radio DJ personality up in upstate New York.
Oh, I did not know.
Because I was driving from New Jersey to Vermont once, and switching, it was before CD players, switching the radio, which I guess I still do, stations as they go out in and out, you know, through counties. And we were near Albany, I think, and the radio was on. They got a special guest DJ, someone who used to DJ here when he was in college or something like that. And it was the guy from the Guess Who.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we want to get back to old times. Have you intro this song? I'll start it up. There's like a long musical intro, and you could like intro the song. He's like, no, man, I don't ever talk over songs. I'll talk, and then you'll play the song.
Yeah. Amen. And was it,
radio.
It was the movie Almost Famous, so I don't know how true this is. God, I read Lester Bangs, his Carburetor Dung book.
Oh, yeah?
I read it years ago, so I don't really remember. But also in the movie, Almost Famous, there's like that scene where Philip Seymour Hoffman, he plays Lester Bangs, and he does this little like bit or monologue or whatever where he talks about how he prefers the Guess Who to the Who. And I don't know if it's just I don't know if it's just because of like, you know, they were both popular at the time, and it was, like, the name similarity, but he was like, oh, the Who this, and, like, give me the Guess Who. I mean, I love the Who. Overall, I would say the Who, I prefer the Who over the Guess Who.
But the Who's first record,
but
like,
I think the Guess Who is a little underrated.
Who's first record is, like, 64, I think. Guess Who is, like, 68. Yeah, they're way ahead of them. Yeah.
Hmm.
Just saying.
Well, you know,
those numbers,
Canada versus England.
Yeah, fuck both those places. America's at the best rock and roll, but the Who rules.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Who. I mean, how can you hold a candle to the Quadrophenia fucking soundtrack? Or just, the Who fucking rule. Anyway.
Live leads.
So anyway, Share the Land. Hold on. I think I have to restart the deedly.
Oh, good. Yeah. Sit play again.
All right, and so after the Guess Who, we had classic Janis Joplin from the album Pearl, Cry Baby. That's one of my favorite Janis Joplin songs, but I wanted to play Summertime because here we are in the summertime, and it's a beautiful night in the Mission in July, and I'm wearing a fucking tank top, and how many days a night do we get in a year where you can just wear a tank top in the Mission District in San Francisco?
I'm wearing short shorts and sandals with socks.
Get out of here.
Daisy boots. The pockets are hanging out.
Shut up. I don't have Janis Joplin's Summertime on vinyl. So we played, which is also an amazing song, but like I said, not as season appropriate, which is Cry Baby.
Yeah.
But still, an amazing song. And then, really leaning in heavily to the dad rock set after that, we had Bring It On Home by none other than Led Zeppelin from Led Zeppelin 2. I feel like I shouldn't even have to say that, but, you know, if we have any young listeners out there that need to be educated, that's what that was. And, I mean, what more classic album, classic song, classic band.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know. I feel like Led Zeppelin's almost become like this like trope in a way, but I'm just like, I don't give a shit. Like, they're so good.
Yeah,
and I feel like a lot of people like these days are like hating on Robert Plant, and I'm just like, dude, I mean, okay, yeah, he was a fuck boy, but he was hot as hell, and he had a set of pipes.
I told you I was hanging out with a friend last night, probably 3 a.m.
He had a set of pipes.
3 a.m. watching live Zeppelin
I feel like he really did bring the musical talents of Led Zeppelin to life.
I think so. I do think that he...
And also just, like, the delineation of his cock in his tight pants.
I think there's some... I think he's packing that. I don't think that's all him.
You know what, Douglas? Let me have this. You know, when I was, like, 13, 14, I had a poster of Robert Plant in my room. All the other girls my age had, like, the Backstreet Boys. And I had Jim Morrison.
I mean, Robert Plant could possibly have a very long, flaccid penis, but...
Maybe he was a shower and not a grower.
Very possible.
I don't know.
Or maybe he's going to blow a job before that shot, but...
But, I mean, if I could go back in time and bang Robert Plant, would I? No.
Or like the Steve
I wouldn't hit that with 10 hefty bags and a 10-foot pole and a bag of rubber bands.
Yeah, why not?
I would not. But he was hot, and that boy could sing.
I like what Steve Albini said. He's like, I always kind of didn't like Zeppelin because of Robert Plant's voice. But he's like, now that I'm older, I realize that whether I like his voice or not, Robert Plant owns it. He fully commits to it, and I respect that.
I've always loved Led Zeppelin, and I was even saying when I put this album on tonight, like, I'm a Led Zeppelin 1 girl, like, Led Zeppelin 1, I mean...
Well, it's because you like all that Lord of the Rings shtick. I'm not into it.
Shut up. But, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, I mean, that's also... I also feel like Led Zeppelin 1 is their bluesiest album.
Yes.
And I love it for that, too. But, I mean, Led Zeppelin 2 is also, like, damn, like, chef's kiss. And that one is also, I feel like they're more, like, quintessential, like, their, influenced so much like future like hard rock and metal with Led Zeppelin too. So let's give credit where credit is due. Even though they took a lot of credit without giving a lot of credit, let's acknowledge that too. But
they rip people off. It's a known thing. It's okay.
Yeah. But I mean,
they pay them.
All like white musicians from 50s, 60s, 70s. Like, yes, they all did it. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's okay because, like, oh, everyone did it. That doesn't make it okay. But, you know, it was, I mean, they weren't the only ones there, you know. But anyway, that's a whole other thing to unpack that we're not going to get into right now. But anyway, so after Bring It On Home was The Birds Wasn't Born to Follow from the soundtrack Easy Rider. Classic.
Yeah.
Also, dad rock. I think I watched that with my dad when I was a teenager. There was maybe some awkward moments that were a bit over my head, but if anything made me want to learn how to ride a motorcycle, it was that movie, despite the ending.
Maybe want to take LSD and hang out with a bunch of hot hookers.
It did not make me want to do that. Okay. If anything deterred me from that, because I was like, man, I feel like I was high watching that scene, even though I'm not. But yeah, great soundtrack. And then kind of fast-forwarding a bit here, because we ended the set with Kyrie Eleison by the Electric Prunes from the album Mass in F Minor. But the song Kyrie Eleison from the Electric Prunes is also on the Easy Rider soundtrack. And in my opinion, the Electric Prunes are a very underrated band, but they got the exposure that they did because they were virtually unknown prior to being on the Easy Rider soundtrack.
So did Steppenwolf, too. No one knew who the fuck they were.
Yeah, but then they were on the Easy Rider soundtrack, and they got recognition for Kyrie Eleison, but that whole album, Mass in F Minor, is amazing. And like I said, in my humble music nerd opinion, very underrated. And I got the Mass in F Minor album, granted, beat up copy, but I got it in the clearance bin for like $2. So if you ever see a cheapy copy or even a like fucking $20 copy that's in great condition of Mass in F Minor, and you like weird, like 60s, 70s psychedelic, like, dude, that album is so worth it. It's such a good album. So anyway, jumping around a little bit, but yeah, Easy Rider soundtrack. Then after that was Hail off the album Taste, from the band Taste, from the self-titled album. And then Taste, actually, sorry, I don't have my notes with me here, but Taste is a not a super well-known band, but they were very, I think they're Irish.
Oh, really? Yeah, it sounds about right. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're Irish. I think the self-titled album, I want to say, came out in 66, but it was early, you know, psychedelic garage rock, and then many members from Taste went on to do other projects and be in many amazing bands. I think we had this whole conversation. One of the members eventually went on to play in Rush. Not was in Rush, but he heavily influenced Rush.
Yeah, it was influenced, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a skeptic with that.
And like I said, I don't have my... I went down this K-hole a while ago, and I don't have my notes in front of me, so I don't recall. But anyway, like I said, Taste, not super well-known band, but super talented musicians, and influenced a lot of musicians that are well-known today. So if you get a chance to check out Taste, like they're... And you like early, you know, garage psychedelic... Highly, highly recommend. They're super rad. And after that was I Feel Free by Cream from the album Fresh Cream. I mean, again, dad rock classic. I mean, I owe a lot of my taste in music to the dad rock. The dad rock is the gateway drug. And, you know, this was one of the albums that I grew up listening to with my dad on weekend mornings. We would make pancakes and we would listen to albums like this. And those are some of my happiest childhood memories, was making pancakes and listening to Fresh Cream. And then closed out the set, bringing it full circle, Kyrie Eleison by the Electric Prunes. From the album Mass in F Minor. Cool. And it also just occurred to me that I don't have something else queued up.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that, but I was waiting for you to notice it.
Oh, I noticed it a while ago, but I was just yakking.
That's right. It happens to me, too.
So, I'm I'm new to driving, so...
If you want, I have an emergency song queued up on the computer. Give you 3 minutes.
Yeah, or if you want to yak for a minute, sure. I can put something on.
That's fine. I'll talk for a minute.
Listen to Doug.
Hello out there. In TV land. It's DJ Doug.
Hello, I didn't see you there.
Didn't see you there. There's a horn honking right now outside the studio. It's an alarm. I don't know if it's a break-in or someone just didn't know how to use their keys. Radio motorcycle went by. Or a loved car. I have a V8 myself, and sometimes it's frustrating when I try to parallel park in front of Teslas. They'll start honking and yelling at me because they think I'm infringing on their space or about to hurt their vehicle, but it's just because I have a loud engine. It's quite frustrating, especially late at night. I don't want to wake people up while I'm parallel parking. Very politely, I don't tap bumpers. These damn Teslas are just yelling at me. Fascist cars. Fascist cars they are. And I think we can get to some music now, and I could help with the traditional training part. Let's get some tunes. Yeah.
Not as long as you prove it, baby. Oh, yeah. feel good inside. Come on now. Come on now. His Majesty.
and your wedding bells. You were the picture, contented to well. Upon me, I'm looking for a way to your eyes. I wish this square would open up the swallow in your eyes. The picture is better, it's not to swallow.